أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل فأتوا بكتاب من عند الله هو أهدى منهما أتبعه إن كنتم صادقين. فإن لم يستجيبوا لك فاعلم أنما يتبعون أهواءهم ومن أضل ممن اتبع هواه بغير هدى من الله إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the kind of comments that the kuffar of Makkah had made with regards to the kitabs of Allah, the Torah and the Quran Kareem, the two Nabis of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They deemed them as sorcerers or as sorcery assisting each other. And in response to this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ مُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ هُوَ أَهْدَى مِنْهُمَا. That bring a kitab, bring a book, but the one condition is this, that the book must be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is, huwa ahda minhuma, a kitab and a book that is more guiding than the two kitabs, the Torah and the Quran Kareem. If you look at the reality of it, that after the Quran, next in order is that of the Torah, that is the original Torah that was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So if you can find from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a kitab that is more guiding, that offers more guidance than these two kitabs, then bring those two kitabs. The reality is this, that attabi'hu, I will also follow that kitab. If that kitab was available and you bring it to me, and if it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has got more guidance than the Quran Kareem, it has got more guidance than the Torah, then I will also follow that kitab. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful in this claim of yours that the kitabs of Allah are sorcery, are witchcraft, then bring those kitabs. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us a very, very important fundamental, and that fundamental is that we will follow only the hidayat that comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If perchance, if hypothetically, there was a kitab that was more guiding than the Quran Kareem, then we will also follow that kitab. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have followed the kitab. So our talab and our desire should be for guidance and for hidayat. And that is why we find in every rakat of our salat, we read our surah al-fatiha. And in surah al-fatiha, the ayat ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim comes. We continuously seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should be the real talab. This should be the real desire of each and every one of us, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continuously guide us. When Allah has given us the guidance of iman, and more than us, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah didn't only give him the guidance of iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him himself a guide that guided the whole ummah. But yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also made this talab, he also made this dua, he petitioned Allah, he sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hidayat, because hidayat has no end. Hidayat is a continuous thing. That is why the ulama have stated that in Surah Araf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Some have stated that this is the dua a person will read when he's entering Jannah. Allah grant it to all of us. When we are entering Jannah, we will be making this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided us lihada to this path. They say that is the final stage of hidayat. The final stage of guidance is Allah Ta'ala puts our feet and Allah Ta'ala takes our hand and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants us this Jannah. So this is the real talab and this is the real desire and this is the real dua that each and every mu'min, each and every believer should have been making. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they are unable to respond to you, if they are unable to answer you, they cannot bring any kitab. kitab. Then what is the reality of it? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Then know that certainly they are following their own desires. They are not in search of hidayat. They are not in search of this guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered us. So in opposition to guidance, if one does not follow the guidance and the hidayat of Allah, then a person begins to follow his own whims, his own fancies, his own desires. And when that happens, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Then who can be a more deviated person than that person that follows his own his own desires, بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ, without the hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person follows his own hidayah, his own desires, then that person is deprived of the hidayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, that we have always the two options: follow our own nafs, our own desires, or follow the hidayat and the guidance and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we leave the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we begin to follow our own whims and our own fancies, whatever our hearts tell us, whatever our minds tell us, we begin to follow that, and that is the path of deviation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the nation and the people who are unjust, who are transgressive, who exceed the bounds and the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what greater zulm could any community have committed, that here is the Nabi of Allah, the final Nabi of Allah, the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of all creation of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the recipient of the Quran Kareem. He comes with the Quran, he offers it to the people, and yet the people do not accept it. Who can be a greater zalim? Who can be a greater transgressor than that? And for you and I, the lesson is always there, that Allah has given us this kitab, Allah has given us the Quran, Allah has given us the hidayat. Let us always opt and follow this hidayat and the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in it will lie our success. In it is the path of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.